Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Music Inc. President Dan Henderson about the inaugural Juneteenth Freedom Day celebration taking place from 3 to 7:30 p.m. this Saturday in Washington Central Park. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Three Washington organizations are coming together to host a community celebration on June 19th. Would you want to share a little bit about this celebration?
Absolutely. It's coming together really well. The date will be June 19th, which is Juneteenth. It is the oldest commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States. It goes back to June 19, 1865. Federal troops had entered Texas and still discovered that there were enslaved black people. And this was after the end of the war, the Civil War. And so they issued General Order Number 3, which freed the final slaves that had been enslaved. That's why this day has been remembered for particularly black Americans ever since. So the three groups that you mentioned would be Washington for Justice and Music Inc. and Latinos for Washington kind of all have a common mission here, and that's to promoting inclusivity and diversity. And with Music Inc., it's about bringing back live music again now that we're kind of coming out of the COVID era. So all of these missions sort of converged into, hey, let's do something really good for the community, positive, by sponsoring a Juneteenth Freedom Day celebration event. That's sort of how it evolved, and we put together a committee of people across the spectrum here of the community, and we've been working on this for quite a few months now. And it's all going to come together on June 19th.
So where is this Juneteenth Freedom Day celebration happening? What time does it start?
Most of the activities will be at Central Park, starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on June 19th. But we actually are also sponsoring an exhibit from June 12th through the 26th from the African American Museum of Iowa, which is in Cedar Rapids. They have traveling exhibits, and so we have two exhibits. One is about the Iowa Civil Rights Movement, some of the people that were involved in the Civil Rights Movement here in Iowa. That will be displayed in the window front at Winga's. So as you're walking through the downtown square, take a look at Winga's front window space, and you're going to see a really nice exhibit highlighting the history of Iowa Civil Rights. The other exhibit is about the history of black music in the United States, all the way back to spirituals and jazz and the Harlem Renaissance and up even to today, the hip-hop and rap music, and all the cultural influences that that's had on modern American music. That one will be displayed as well. I haven't quite got the location, but it'll be on the square, so you'll be able to look for that. So that'll be actually part of the event, 12th through the 26th. But on June 19th, everything begins at 3 o'clock. And from 3 to 5 o'clock, we're going to have just a series of great activities focused on children. It's about helping kids to understand what Juneteenth is. And I suspect a lot of parents will learn too, because there's a lot of people, adults, that don't even know what Juneteenth is. But we'll have face painting in the park. We're going to have a craft table set up for kids to kind of express themselves in terms of what freedom means to them and how it's inclusive of everyone. We're going to have a couple story readers. We're going to be reading children's books about Juneteenth and diversity. We're going to have the museum exhibit over at the park that day. So it'll be under a tent. People will be able to come in and visit that exhibit. And then there's going to be a couple of other tables set up from the sponsoring organization. So you'll be able to gather a lot of information. But now, in addition to that, we've got food trucks that are going to be there. There's going to be a taco truck. There's going to be Caribbean Jerk. There's going to be our local Mango. I can't remember the last name, but the Mango, they're going to provide popsicles and some other treats for kids. So that's all going to be going on at 3 to 5 o'clock.
That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Music Inc. President Dan Henderson about the inaugural Juneteenth Freedom Day celebration happening from 3 to 7:30 p.m. this Saturday in Washington Central Park. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.